Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Alaska's Department of Natural Resources and nonprofit partner, the Conservation Fund, announced the addition of 309 acres to the Alaska State Park System with the Kisilov River Estuary on Wednesday, April 12th. Known as the Dinosaur Parcel for its unique shape, the site has long been prioritized for conservation. This unique partnership with the Conservation Fund and the University of Alaska conserves an important coastal wetland area on the Kenai Peninsula, said DNR Commissioner John Boyle. Moving the dinosaur parcel into the state park system furthers our Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation's mission that includes providing outdoor recreation opportunities as well as conserving natural, cultural, and historic resources for the people of Alaska. The property makes up roughly 20% of the Kisilov River Flats' important bird area and contains 2.25 miles of river shoreline. At its mouth, the Kisilov River Flats IBA, one of the Audubon Society's global priority IBAs, is a rich estuarine delta. About 85% of the project scope is composed of nationally declining coastal wetland types. It supports habitat for seabirds, migrant waterfowl, and shorebirds, as well as salmon and Cook Inlet beluga whales. An astonishing 165 bird species have been observed in the Kisilov River Flats, including 37 identified by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game as species of greatest conservation need. Public ownership of this property by Alaskans made both ecological and economic sense, said John Worrells, the Conservation Fund's Alaska associate. In addition to protecting extraordinary birds and salmon habitat, revenue from the sale supports educational programs and student scholarships for the University of Alaska with non-state funds. In cooperation with DNR, the Conservation Fund secured federal and private funding to purchase the dinosaur parcel from the University of Alaska. In April 2023, the Conservation Fund transferred the land to DNR to be managed by the Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation. Funding for the effort was provided by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's National Coastal Wetlands Conservation Grant Program, a competitive grant from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation through the ConocoPhillips Spirit of Conservation Program, ConocoPhillips Pacific Birds Habitat Joint Venture, and the Alaska Conservation Foundation, and anonymous private individuals. The Kisilov River Project presented a great opportunity for the federal and state governments to collaborate on a project of mutual interest, said Michael Dagenault, the Fish and Wildlife Service Alaska Region Coastal Program Coordinator. The project conserves valuable habitat for important fish and wildlife species, increases wildlife-based recreational opportunities along the Kisilov River, and contributes to the local economy. A win-win-win for Alaskans, the community, and the species we care about. The tourists are coming. Despite all the snow still on the ground, preparations for the busy summer travel season are already underway. United Airlines added two nonstop flights to Chicago daily at the beginning of April to join its year-round service to Denver. United Airlines will start its full summer schedule of destinations to Newark, Houston, and San Francisco early June. The first week in May, American Airlines returns to Anchorage with nonstop flights to Dallas, Fort Worth, and Chicago. Air Canada will also return with nonstop flights to Vancouver, BC, Canada, the first week in May. The middle of May brings more Delta Airlines nonstop service to Seattle, Minneapolis, and Atlanta, as well as increased hours of operation for its pop-up airline lounges on Anchorage's mezzanine level. By the beginning of June, Sun Country Air will provide nonstop service to Minneapolis. Eurowings Discover and Condor, both offering direct nonstop flights to Frankfurt, Germany, will come to Anchorage twice a week. Eurowings Discover and Condor will have passenger check-in and departures from the South Terminal, but arrivals will occur at Anchorage's North Terminal. Anchorage also looks forward to Alaska Airlines ramping up its service frequencies, including new nonstop route to Payne Field and Everett, Washington. You'll find more news of the Kenai in Alaska on our website at radiokenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at radiokenai.com.